went out in the garage a few days ago, and I had left the garage halfway open, and there was a hummingbird just buzzing along the ceiling. Couldn't figure out how to get out. I don't know, this happens with birds. It's not just hummingbirds, but it just was buzzing along the top, and then it would sit down and rest, and it just couldn't figure out. So I tried to open the door a little bit so maybe it'd feel the breeze and say, oh, I should go that way. But all it wanted to do was go up. So the only way I could get it out was I knocked it out with a broom. And, of course, it landed out on the driveway, and there sat. And I thought, oh, goodness, it must not be well. And I blinked my eye, and it was gone. Birds are incredible. The fact that they can take flight in the sky with their wings, a hummingbird can beat its wings up to 80 times a second. 80 times a second. Don't tell me that God did not create the heavens and the earth. And so as I was thinking about birds and I was thinking about how amazing they are, there are a number of passages that we're going to look at that have this idea of the shadow of God or the shadow of the wings of God and being under the shadow of his wings. And of course, this is a very common thing among the birds. I've got some cute pictures here that you can ooh and aah over, I'm sure, but some of them are just adorable. But the wings are there to protect the young, and I thought this one was very intriguing when you see all of the legs that are there. And then, of course, we see this often with these birds. But on the website, birdful.org, they had, I asked the question, why do mother birds cover their babies with their wings? And it came up with, well, for warmth, and for protection, and for security, and for bonding, and for rest. And when we see the birds, and it was mentioned in the Bible class that each day, starting off and seeing things and appreciating things, seeing God's creation, and you might notice a bird soon. I know up on the mountain, the vultures, I think that's what they are based on landing on the house next door. There must be a lot of thermal drafts that take place there on the bluff because they can just spend what seems to be hours just gliding, catching the next one, and off they go. And it's a constant thing out the window to see that. And so, they're gliding effortlessly all around. But the wing of a bird does more than just fly, as we can see in the slide here. And so it is no wonder, God knowing that, and in the scriptures, mainly the Psalms, it speaks metaphorically of the wings of God being cast over a person or persons. And so I want to talk about that and how it's used in these passages and get some comfort from this. Let's look at, and we'll talk more about this particular passage, but for example, in Psalm 36 and verse 7, which was our scripture reading, and again, I'll bring this up in just a moment, but how precious is your loving kindness, it was read for our hearing. O God, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And that's where my title came from. I love when the scripture gives me a good title. In fact, Brother Richie, one of the sermons he brought before he stopped preaching was he was reading, Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount, look at the birds. And so he thought, well, I should look at the birds. And so he's put together a lesson and he titled it, Look at the Birds. And so in thinking about what God is portraying here in this idea of under the shadow of his wing, we want to come back to this passage in just a moment. But let's turn over to Psalm 91, where we'll begin. Psalm 91, to show you that this is found a number of times. In Psalm 91, let's read the first six verses together, and then we'll make some comments. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the precious pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. The heading of my Bible on this section says this. It says, safety of abiding in the presence of God. And while I've titled this particular one, A Place of Protection, you'll notice, and we'll come back to another verse where it talks about a place of refuge. And so I see some close ties here in thought. But if you dwell, as the passage says, he who dwells, and that word is the idea of you sit down, you think about sitting down in the secret place of the Most High. So again, the Most High, of course, is God. And in the Most High's dwelling place, as you sit down in His dwelling place, that's where you will abide. And that is the idea of where you will lodge, where you lodge, or you'll pass the night. So you, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Again, dwell or lodge or pass the night. Where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. So basically, it's saying, well, if you're there, you will safely dwell under the protective shadow of God. And so a shadow does a number of things. And of course, a shadow is blocking a light source. It may be a person's shadow. It may be, in fact, just yesterday as I was mowing the yard here, there was a patch of shadow coming from the building. And instead of parking the windshield of my van in the heat, I kind of cornered it to where it was in the shade, in the shadow of the building. And a shadow is a place of comfort. And there's a lot of place. You know, Lisa's taken a liking of this year. I'm not sure why in particular, but on the way up the mountain, there's a bunch of cows. And of course, this time of year, there's a bunch of little calves and so forth. But it's been hot. And she's pointed out a number of times, she says, look at all those cows underneath the tree. Not a one of them's not underneath the tree, laying down or something in shade. And the comment she's made a couple times is, they don't just do that. That's put in them to do that. But why do they go to a place of shade? Well, they go to a place of shade or shadow of the tree because of the protection that is spotted there. And that's the picture that the psalmist wants us to have of being under the protective shadow of the Almighty. Now, this is the passage that doesn't use under the shadows of His wings. But it's the same idea of being in the shadow of Almighty God. And the Jewish targum, which is the it is a translation of the Aramaic, and it's an explanation of the Aramaic language of the Old Testament and of the Hebrew text, I should say, and it is a paraphrase. And it suggests that this is actually a conversation in these verses that involve David, Solomon, and God. And so let me just kind of give you an idea. I don't know if this is right or not, but just look at it from this perspective. Verse 1, it says, David says this, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, is what he said. And then what Solomon says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. And then in verse 3 through 6 is David. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and so forth. So it's this idea of this dialect that's going on between David, Solomon. And that's very interesting because it's basically a conversation, if you will, between a father and a son, where he says, whoever is going to dwell and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, then Solomon says, well, that's going to be a place of refuge and a fortress, and that's who I'm going to trust in. You remember we were talking about being content today in our Bible class, and how are you content in those times when there is uncertainty and maybe a tragedy or these things that are out of our control? And we talked about how important it is to trust in God. God will deliver you in verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. So again, there's God will deliver. Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. So there's the picture that we're seeing, and we're going to see in these other verses, that that's where you're going to go as a place of protection, to be protected by God. You know, the storms of life are calmed when we know God cares, when we understand that God does care. Look at verse 5 and 6. Night or day, he says, who shall not be afraid of the terror by night? Or you shall not, nor the arrow of that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Whether it be night or day, there's no reason to be afraid because of the protection that you have under the feathers and wings where you take refuge for your protection. So these storms of life are calmed when we know God cares. And so that's who we placed our trust in. So now look at another passage, and let's go over to the 36 and verse 7, our scripture reading. And now under that idea of thought, we see that it is a place of trust. And you'll see that I am using a lot of these words in the same verses because you can see the same picture as we look at this. Again, verse 7, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. And that is certainly true. How precious it is to have God's loving kindness. Therefore, the children of men put their trust. Where do you put your trust? Under the shelter, under the shadow, of your wings. Under the shadow of your wings. So there is this picture of that protective wing again. And that's a rather motherly image of a protective female fowl that has her chicks underneath her wings, as we saw in some of these pictures. And that's identified in this psalm as a psalm of David. A psalm of David who, under God's protection, his protective wing, he will trust. There are the children of men, as it says. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And that is certainly true. Look at verses 5 through 10. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. You give them drink from the river and of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen, and they have been cast down and are not able to rise. You know, a child has total trust in their parent. And you've been around your grandchild. She doesn't think the first thing about clothes, where they're coming from, or when it's time to eat and food, or who's paying the light bill. That is just not in their, that's just not anything that is in their concepts of anything at that age. And I think about little Chase and Kai and how they just go about being boys and playing. They're not, they don't, when it comes time, I'm hungry. You know, I want a snack. They expect mom and dad to go get the snack. And while that's not true of all when it comes to the one who, again, has as parents that they cannot trust, which is very sad, that they cannot be trusted that they're going to be there. But children, again, that's where they place their trust. Now, when it comes to being under the shadow of the wings of the Most High, you always have that trust. You always have that trust. That God has your protection in mind. You can trust that God in His loving kindness. And that's a beautiful picture and a beautiful thought. And this being penned by David, who could have all of the thoughts of being out here and his enemies and a place where he needed to go and a place where he knew that he would be cared for always and protected. And here was a man that is his job to protect all the people of Israel as the king. But who had he placed his trust in? In God. Look at Psalm 57 and verse 1. It's found again, Psalm 57 and in verse 1. And here we see this idea again of a place of refuge. Again, this is a psalm of David, and you'll see your header says it's when he fled from Saul into the cave. So you remember Saul is pursuing him, and David has to hide from him. And so verse 1 says, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed." So our first two points are validated here. And he seeks God's protection and in this idea of trust. But then he went to God because he trusted in Him. And he trusted in God in the shadow of His wings because that brought a place of refuge. And in the shadow and not under makes me think of the under the shadow of His wings. As I was kind of looking at birds, there is a sungrebe. And that particular bird actually has, and what's very interesting is I couldn't find a single picture of this. And so I thought, well, maybe this isn't true. And so I kept validating it. But the male actually has some pouches where the birds can get into the pouch of the wings and he can fly with them. A place of refuge. David fled away from Saul and to God for a place of security, a place of protection, a place of safety. We sing the song, "Be with me, Lord, and then if dangers threaten, if storms of trial burst above my head, if lashing seas leap everywhere about me, they cannot harm or make my heart afraid." Why? Because you're under the wing of Almighty God. That's by T.O. Chisholm, and he also wrote, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." So under the caring protection of a fowl's wings, the baby fowls take refuge from the elements. One of the pictures was rain. It's a way, as we saw, for them to keep warm. It's a way to protect them from predators. And so that's the picture of our God. A shelter in the time of storm, or as we sing, until the storm passes by. Verse 1, he says in our text, until these calamities have passed by. Ruth, the Moabite, you remember she married one of Naomi's sons, and then they got killed. And so Naomi's going back to Israel after the famine. And Ruth goes with her. And she says, "Your people will be my people." But I want you to look at something that is said to her by Boaz in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. It's the same picture. Well, if I can get there. I always hate it when I'm slow, because then I know you've already read it. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. This is what Boaz said to Ruth when he then will take her to wife. He says, "The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." So it was a choice that Ruth made to go to the God of Israel. It's kind of like Rahab the harlot. She made a determination that we've heard about the God of Israel, and our city is afraid. And she believed so much that she put the scarlet cord out, and she and her household, anybody she got into that room was saved. She made a choice to be under the wing of the Most High. And Ruth has made that decision, and Boaz recognizes that. And that's how he says to her what she has done, is that she has come under the wing of the Almighty for refuge. And so he's invoking the Lord's blessings upon Ruth for having come to know the true and living God. In Psalm 17 and verse 8, we have another, Psalm 17 and verse 8. And this one is a place of hiding. And you picture the predators that are flying over, and the mother will take and put their wing over the child to protect them as a place of hiding, because, you know, little birds are just easy picking for predators. I mean, for one, they're not ready to fly, and so they have to develop to that point. So they're counting again on that protection, but it's a place of hiding. In Psalm 17 and verse 8, a prayer of David, you'll see it says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wing." Hide me under the shadow of your wing. Think about all the times we looked at the other psalm where David is actually hiding in a cave so Saul cannot get him. And so he's under the protective care and trusting in God, and it's a place of hiding. He desires to be found as one precious in the eyes of God, as he says, the apple of your eye, one whom he can hide from his enemies in God's protective care. You know, the devil is like a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour, and he's stalking his prey, which is you and I. What a prayer. What a prayer that God would see you and I as the apple of his eye, and willing to hide us under the shadow of his wing. Think about praying that sometime, that we be protected. How many movies has man made that the parent goes and hides the child. Some type of intruder has entered the house, and the first thing they do is they go lock him in a bathroom and say, "Get behind the curtain in the bathtub and just be quiet." But if God hides us, then nobody is going to find us. So again, that's the protective care and place of refuge, a place of hiding. And then in Psalm 63, we have again this idea of a shadow of God's wings in a place of rejoicing. So in the 63rd Psalm and in verse 6 and 7, again a Psalm of David, it says, "Because you have been," verse 6, "when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice." God, help us. Recognizing this help, we rejoice in the shadow of his wing. The ESV says, "I will sing for joy. I will sing for joy." And we have a lot to rejoice about as Christians. Again, thinking about some of the things we talked about in the Bible class, that there are things that we rejoice, even in circumstances and of things that we cannot control and are out of our control, trusting in God, we still find reason to rejoice. Dale had mentioned counting your blessings. We love that song because it reminds us that when we have these types of things that we recognize even the smallest of things that we can rejoice in. And here David, who had, again, so many challenges as the king, so many enemies because of his sin, he ran from his enemies. And yet he, at the thought of being under God's wing, said he would rejoice. So I hope that this phrase, under the shadow of your wings, has taken on a deeper meaning for you. God loves his people, and he deeply cares. And that means that he cares for you, and he cares for me. And I thought of one other passage where Jesus himself brought this picture to mind. You recall, you may have already thought of it, in Luke chapter 13 and verse 34, as he was going into the city, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often Jesus wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wing, but you're not willing. Jesus wanted to bring them under his protection, his trust, a place of refuge, a place of rejoicing, and they rejected him. And so by way of invitation, the Lord would have his protective wing over you as his child. But are you going to reject him, or are you going to not be willing, as this passage says? And sadly, it becomes our choice, and if I choose not to become a part of his disciple, become his disciple and a follower of Christ. Craig read for us around the table in Mark chapter 16 about being baptized, believing and being baptized to be saved. And then we read in Acts 2:47, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. So under the care of Jesus Christ as his disciple, maybe you need to do that this morning. That's kind of a beautiful picture of Jesus saying, come, I want to put you under as one of my children, like a hen gathers her brood. That's what I want to do. That's who I want to be for you, under the shadow of the Most High. If we can help anyone that needs to obey the gospel of Christ, or if you're a child of God, you need encouragement, or you need to confess sins, whatever the case may be, we stand ready to help you as we stand and sing.